Like I said, I would, you know, if I rented it on a yearly basis, I would, I don't know if I would do the fence or not. But, you know, if it was approved for the nightly rental, then I would definitely do the buffering. So, you know, people not familiar with the property would know where to stay and not to go anybody else's yard. But, you know, again, I would just prefer this option versus renting it on a yearly lease. Because I anticipate being able to live there full time, you know, a year, you know, definitely within a year, I would think. That's too nice a house. I'd like to live there myself. So.
Anyone have enough information to make a motion, or do we want to review the six items? Any concerns on F? It's generally where we gravitate. Do we meet the general compatibility of adjacent properties, other properties in the district, and general safety, health, comfort, general welfare of the community with the standards for development? Adequacy of yard and open space requirements and sign provisions. He's proposing a fence to, you know, as the buffering zone to keep people off other people's property. Which for the location of that, that seems like a, you know, would direct people in the right way.
That's a good idea since such close proximity to the other structures.
Yeah, I prefer the fence over landscaping. You know, people could defeat landscaping a little easier than climbing over a fence.
I would have to do a floodplain development permit on a fence that was open like that due to the floodplain versus a solid privacy fence that would lay down or change the water flow. We wouldn't be able to write one of those in a development permit. It would need to be open somewhat to allow the water to flow through.
Any other questions, comments? Anybody up to making a motion? Where we can have further discussion? Yeah. I think in this day and age you count that as all that we're involved with.
Yeah, I mean, I think the people, you know, I think the general consensus that people was under the impression was that I was doing something to break the covenants. And, you know, like I said, I mean, you know, at least what I've, you know, what I've been told is that, you know, residential use constitutes if you're going to eat in the house, sleep in the house, stuff like that. I mean, it's, you know, that's residential use. It's not a, you know, not building a gas station down there or having a McDonald's or something. I mean, it's, to me, it's still residential use. So I think some of the people that signed thought I was doing something that was illegal or something. In my view, I'm not doing that.
Anyone game to move forward with the motion?
I got an off-the-wall suggestion. You want us to table this, you can go back, talk to the neighbors, and bring us some letters and say they think it's okay. Because that affects compatibility quite a bit. We've got all these letters that say that nobody likes it. And I appreciate what you're saying.
Yeah.
This is what I got. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, if that would make a difference, I mean, we could do that.
I don't even know if that's a legal move, you know, Mr. Chairman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can postpone for more information to the next regular scheduled meeting. Not indefinite. I would recommend you postpone it to the next regular scheduled meeting, which is February the 8th, I believe.
That is correct. That's okay. What you've got written on here.
You know, I sound like I'm arguing with myself, but, you know, this is what we got. And, you know, we had our concept, and now we've got, now we're here. But I, I have my curiosity about the one down the one house down that does not have a permit.
This motion is second, and then a majority vote to do that. It'd be motion second, and then a majority vote.
Yeah. My concern is the compatibility with the surrounding of this many letters. We have that documented rather than table it. That kind of information that I don't know if it changed in many people's minds. I mean, they did sign letters to bring to the
city. I agree.
We have a document on that. I didn't hear what you said.
Based on the letters to be in the residential subdivision, I'm being fine.
You want to make a motion to that effect? And look at the compatibility letter to read off of to give you some guidance.
Make a motion that we deny the applicant according to item F, 23F, the general compatibility of the adjacent property, other properties of the district, the general safety, health, public welfare of the community, and the standards for development and use negotiation.
Okay, we have that motion. Do we have a second?
That motion.
Is there any further discussion?
Yeah, the reasons that it doesn't meet that. That's just stating that it doesn't meet it, but we need the reasons that it doesn't meet it. And I know I've got a couple things written down.
According to the 10 letters we got from the existing residents, that's what they do.
Okay, so I'll read back. It's
Randy, you're concerned with traffic too, right?
Yeah,
Randy,
accessibility was another concern I had.
So section F, which is explained to be the reason of the 10 letters in opposition of that use, the nightly rental use, and then the access of the road for the ingress egress.
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
Okay, we've got a motion to not deny the application before us. And do we have a second? Did we get a second?
I'd second.
Randy second?
Yes.
Okay. And we've had discussion. Any further discussion? All those in favor to deny the application as presented, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? You got the count, Scott? Presley?
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to abstain.
And any abstentions?
Got
it.
One abstention.
So I've got 6-1 with one abstention, and the motion carries.
Thank you.
Thanks for explaining. There is a process to appeal to the Board of Adjustments. So if you want to reach back out to Scott, there is a process to take what you've done now and go to the next step.
Okay.
Give me a call tomorrow and I'll explain that process.
Okay. Yeah, I'll think about doing that and we'll go from there. So appreciate your time.
Thank you. Okay, next we're moving on to concepts. We've got first one up is 125 Montgomery Drive, Branson. Good evening.
Good evening. How you doing?
Good. Fine. Let's let Scott go through
his
brief,
and then I'll find it here.
Okay.
So your applicant, McSweep LLC, is seeking Division 3 approval for the ability to use an approximate 3/4 acre parcel located at the corner of State Highway 165 and Montgomery Drive, Branson, as a Penske moving truck rental and boat rental outlet. And while your applicant starts his explanation, I'll get it found on Beacon.
Okay.
Really?
Good evening.
How you doing?
Good.
I appreciate your time tonight. I'm not sure what the concept meeting is about, but I'm here to answer any questions I can.
Really to pitch what the idea is, and give us an overview.
So let me get them located where we, since I've got it on the map. So of course here's Table Rock Dam, 165. So we're not very far from the hatchery. It's this highlighted parcel right there. Cheeky Monkey is here.
The what?
Cheeky Monkey.
I don't get out much.
Okay.
I thought everybody knew where the Cheeky Monkey was at.
Yeah.
This parcel was approved for sign shop and some rentals also here a year ago or so. That long parcel. And you've got a gun shop and a fishing shop, outdoor stuff, all along the other side of the highway. But here's the highlighted parcel. All
right.
Know where we are?
We're down the hill from Girth Camper Park.
Yeah, Girth Camper Park.
Right.
Right here.
Okay, I'm good.
Two sure. Down from Girth. Okay.
Well, I started out, we bought property here, not this piece, but we live in Point Royal, and we bought our house about 3.5 years ago. About a year and a half ago, my wife and I moved here permanently, to Branson. I was a Penske truck dealer, rental dealer several years ago. I'm prior military. When I got out, I lived at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, at Fayetteville, and that's where the Penske dealer was at. It was very successful. We had a lot of good reviews. Everything went great. Penske has a lot of great equipment. As you drive around Branson, you'll see all kinds of U-Haul dealers. It seemed like they're everywhere. But there's no Penske dealers here. The closest one is in Springfield and then Harrison. So I guess Harrison would be a little bit closer in Springfield, but that's the closest Penske dealers. When I approached Penske with this, they were very excited because of Branson. They said they've wanted to get here, but no one went the effort to put one in. I found this piece of property from a gentleman. Next door there is Mike Cooper. I think that's the one you were discussing a minute ago. Mike got his approved for, I think he was going to put in some new self-rent storage buildings or something, which he hadn't done yet. And then I contacted the gentleman that owned this piece of property, and I bought it. I thought, well, this would make a good spot for the Penske truck rentals. So we've done a lot of research here. There's a lot, of course, everybody knows a lot of traffic through there. The boat rentals was actually a concept from a friend of mine, Robert Hutchison. He also lives in Point Royal. If you try to rent a boat in Branson during the summer, it's almost impossible because they're rented out so many weeks in advance. So if we have the truck rentals there, I'll be pretty much controlling the truck rentals. I'll be the agent. And then Robert would be renting out boats, pontoon, bass boats, things like that. We wanted to do that because we're close to both lakes and thought this would be excellent for Branson and hopefully good for us. Penske doesn't allow any poor looking trucks. I think they've got the best trucks in the rental market. If you've ever rented one, you know what I'm talking about. But that's the concept we have now, is what we would like to do. We have talked to some people around there. They seem like they're all for it. Especially people at Cheeky Monkey. They were excited. I don't know why, but they were real excited to see us come in. So and for us, of course, it's good for us because they're right across the street and they got good barbecue. So good place for us to eat.
They do have good barbecue.
They do have good barbecue. And I think they're the only, because they're in the county, they allow people to smoke in the building. And I think in the city you can't do that. So they're packed all the time. We don't smoke. So, the only time I ever go there to eat is during lunch when not many people are there. And I can kind of get through.